Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Dark's Elevation. Daddy Magic Matt Menard is on commentary again with Excalibur for this show, which starts with Anna Jay defeating Nikki Victory really quick with the Queen Slayer. We have some mixed tag action as Ruby Soho and Ortiz defeat Queen Aminata and Mickey Midas. Ortiz gets the pin on Midas after hitting a Fisherman Bomb. Dante Martin defeated the debuting Jackson Drake. Martin got the pin after hitting this new finisher. It's like a half and half sit out powerbomb type move. Looked very impressive. And they showed that Jackson Drake was actually busted up open after the match. Serena Deeb defeated Megan Myers very easily with the Serenity Lock. John Silver, Alex Reynolds, and 10 of the Dark Order defeated Damone Sullivino, Alexander Apollo, and RC Dupree with 10 hitting Discus Lariat and Silver getting the pin on Dupree. Julia Hart defeated Haley Shadows very easily with her neck crank submission. Tony Nese and Josh Woods defeated Andrea Guercio and Logan James. Guercio's Mambo Italiano, who was just on Monday Night Raw earlier this month. And Woods pins Guercio after him and Nese hit this double team move. It's like an Olympic slam neckbreaker combo. Death Triangle defeated Rosario Grillo, Manscal Jake Manning, and Dean Alexander. Penta El Zero Miedo gets the pin on Grillo after hitting the Fear Factor. In the main event here, Hikaru Shida and Sky Blue defeated Emi Sakura and the returning Maki Ito. This is Ito's first match since May in AEW, and she came out singing her theme and got a pretty good reaction here from the crowd. Sakura gets the pin on Blue after hitting the Queen's Gambit, while Ito held back Shida in a little bit of a surprising finish here. After the match, Sakura and Shida went face-to-face as Sakura singled for the Regina D. Wave title that Shida had recently won, so we might be seeing that match either here or in Japan. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. This is a mixture of a couple of recent tapings from Universal Studios that starts with the Renegade Twins defeated Rocky Radley and Ali Rex with a neckbreaker spinebuster combo. Anthony Ogogo defeated Mato by referee stoppage after knocking him out with a right hand. The Wingmans Peter Avalon and Ryan Nemeth defeated Adrian Alanis and Liam Gray. Avalon gets the pin on Gray after hitting a top rope splash. And then the Wingmen cut a promo after saying that they are the kings of AEW Dark and they will make AEW pretty. Blake Christian defeated Lucky Ali after hitting a leaping stomp. After the match, Tony Schiavone interviewed Christian, who says that he is back on track now. Jora Joe defeated Vari Morales after hitting a flying Morales with a pump kick. And then Taz suggested to Excalibur that every time someone does a chop in the ring, they should do it as well on commentary. But Excalibur didn't really like that idea. Max Caster defeated Justin Cotto. Caster was by himself here, and his freestyle mentioned NFTs and Joe Biden. And he got the win easily after hitting the mic drop. Dante Martin and Matt Sydal defeated Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado with a factory. Fun match here with Martin pinning Solo after hitting the nosedive. Daniel Garcia defeated Weston Blake, making his debut, the former Wesley Blake here, making his AEW debut, as you might remember from NXT as well as WWE as part of the Forgotten Sons. Good showing from both of them, with Garcia getting the submission win with the Dragon Sleeper. The Trustbusters, Ari Davari, Slim J, and Parker Boudreaux defeated the team of Ryan Howe, Omar, Amir, and Cashflow. And the Trustbusters not only have Sunny Kiss as part of the group, but also VSK as a their butler, I guess. They call him Jeeves SK. So a five-person group now. And Ryan Howe, you might remember, he was back in Tough Enough in 2011 and has since had matches for OVW and Impact Wrestling. Slim J gets the pin on Cashflow after an assisted slice bread, and after the match, Davari introduced VSK as their trust butler and told everybody to get used to these faces because in bust, we trust. Dark Order's John Silver, Alex Reynolds, and 10 defeated Tyshawn Perez, DK Vandu, and Joey Sweets. They mentioned how Evil Uno is in Germany promoting Fight Forever. Silver pinned Sweets after hitting the Pendulum Bomb and after they cut a promo saying that they are the underdogs in this trio tournament and they will become champions. Tony Nese and Josh Woods get another victory, this time defeated GKM and Oliver Sawyer. Woods got the pin after they hit their neckbreaker Olympic Slam combo again. After the match, they cut a promo where Mark Sterling, who's now wearing a neck brace, saying that he got this from being attacked from Jon Moxley from behind the other day on Dynamite, and they're going to explore doing a whole lawsuit on the entire Blackpool Combat Club. The Iron Savages defeated Sean Maluda and Manny Lowe. The Iron Savages is actually the new name for the Bear Country, who now have a manager called JT Davidson, aka the Iron Manager, and they're just going by Bronson and Boulder now, so no more Bears. I'm not sure. Their look isn't too much different, but I guess with this new manager here, they decided to get a little bit of a rebranding here. And this is Sean Maluda's first appearance in AEW since last October. The Iron Savages get the quick win after hitting their double cannonball in the corner. Now, after the match, all three of them, being the Iron Savages and their manager, cut a promo saying that they have been all elite since the moment they stepped into the ring, and the crowd booed them and just kept chanting Bear Country. The Workhorsemen defeated Rosario Griller and Dean Alexander, with Anthony Henry getting the pin after JD Drake hit a top rope moonsault. And a main event here, Kylan King defeated Mafiosa. King gets a dominant win after hitting Excalibur Buster. And then after the match, Shivani interviews Kylan, who says that it's great to be back and said that there wasn't a spot for her before, so she went back to the indies and busted her ass, and now that she's back. And she talks about fighting Britt Baker on this upcoming Dynamite in her hometown, but Baker comes out and interrupts her. They go face to face. Baker isn't too impressed with what Kylan has done, and she talks about her own accolades and says Kylan pretty much wants to fight, but Baker says that DMD does not do dark. And everybody's chanting for this match, so they keep fighting and they training words with each other, and they brawl to end the show. We go to NXT UK. As you guys might know, this show is slowly coming to an end. There's probably about two or three episodes left, so I will keep covering it until it is over, and then whatever happens with NXT Europe, I'm sure I'll be covering that in the next year, and I'm sure I'll be able to find some things in between to maybe fill that spot, whether it be Women of Wrestling or if Ring of Honor comes back. Don't worry, I'll have you covered here. But for the time being, let's keep covering NXT UK with this UK title tournament, which we have no idea who's going to win, do we? First round match, Joe Coffey defeated Mark Andrews, hitting all the best for the bells to advance. And after the match, backstage, he talks about how he's going to win the entire tournament. A male defeated Nina Samuels with the Hope Breaker. Should be noted that a lot of these people have gotten their NXT UK release here, including a male and Nina Samuels, as well as Mark Andrews. So I'm sure we'll be seeing these people pop up somewhere in the near future. Trent Seven stops Oliver Carter backstage and asks how his injury was doing before saying that the real Trent Seven is going to break his leg. We get a message from Ilya Dragunov, who said that he's curious on who will take his place as a champion, whoever it is. Will be second, as when he's back, he'll throw his entire existence in front of them like they've never seen before. Chase Hughes, Andre Chase, and Bodie Hayward defeated Eddie Dennis and Saxon Huxley, with Chase pinning Dennis after Chase Hughes hits the Fratliner. After the match, Huxley attacked Dennis and celebrated with Chase Hughes. They say that next week, Norman Dar would challenge Mark Coffey for the Heritage Cup, and then we go to the final match here, another first round match, as Tyler Bate defeated Kenny Williams after hitting the Tyler Driver at 97 to advance in a real good match here that went almost 15 minutes. Definitely check this out. Kenny Williams is another one who did get his release. We go to Impact Wrestling. Starts with, before the Impact, Giselle Shaw defeated Rosemary after hitting a knee to the face. On the main show, Black Taurus defeated Laredo Kid, Ray Horace, and Trey Miguel in a fatal four-way match. Crazy Steve joined commentary for this, and this is actually Ray Horace's Impact TV debut after appearing at Emergence. This match was awesome, as expected, with all four of these men looking impressive, until Taurus hit Laredo Kid with the Powerball for the win. Johnny Swinger and Zicky Dice were watching highlights of Killer Kelly last week, but Tasha Steelz bumps into them and is upset that they aren't impressed with her, but instead with Kelly. Kelly steps in and says that she'll keep an eye on her, and then Savannah Evans kind of gets in between them, and Kelly says that she'll remove her in the ring tonight. Josh Alexander is with Rich Swann backstage and says that he'll be rooting for him to win the number one contenders match tonight, but Vince interrupts him and says that Eddie Edwards will win tonight and Alexander's luck will run out. Heath defeated Kenny King quickly with the wake-up call. Honor No More came out after the match to try to attack Heath, but Eddie Edwards is too busy trying to tell PCO to attack him, which caused Heath to take out Mike Bennett and run away into the crowd. Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, and Kushida are backstage talking about them teaming up to fight Violent by Design, and they will now call themselves Time Machine. I can't believe I didn't think about this name. It's a pretty cool name with the Time Splitters and Motor City Machine Guns joining forces here. Honor No More backstage is pissed off about what happened to them tonight, and they ask Scott D'Amore for their tag team title shot, but D'Amore says that Gallows is out for a couple of weeks, so he makes Carl Anderson versus Mike Bennett for next week, and if Anderson wins, Maria will be banned from ringside when they do get their title shot. Killer Kelly defeated Savannah Evans very quickly here with a Killer Clutch submission. Rosemary is backstage with Taya Valkyrie and Jessica and said that they will regain their Knockouts tag team titles, and Jessica says that next week she'll have her debut match, quotation marks. Gia Miller was interviewing Jordynne Grace, who says that she isn't afraid to defend the title against Masha Slamovich, but she gets interrupted by Vex, who say that nobody likes Grace. So Mia Yim comes in and says that she'll stand by Grace's side, and he challenged Vex for the tag team titles, which they agreed on. Mike Bailey defends the X Division Championship against Chris Bay with the Ultimate Weapon in a fantastic 8-minute match. Non-stop action and speed. Definitely check this match out. Bhupinder Gujjar was cornered Brian Myers backstage and tells him that this is far from over after losing his match at Emergence. And the main event here in a number one contenders elimination match, Eddie Edwards defeated Sami Callihan, Rich Swann, Steve Macklin, Bandito, and Moose. Moose eliminates Callihan after hitting a spear right after Macklin rolls up Moose to eliminate eliminate him. Bandito eliminates Macklin with the 21-plex, and then Swan hits the Phoenix Splash, but Edwards sends him into the ring post and hits the Boston Knee Party to Bandito to eliminate him. So now it's down to Swan and Edwards, who had a nice one-on-one match to end this, but Edwards used the kendo stick behind the referee's back. But that wasn't enough to stop Swan, as Edwards came back with another Boston Knee Party and then the Die Hard Driver to win. So he'll be facing Josh Alexander for the world title at Bound for Glory in Albany, New York. After the match, Honor No More comes out to celebrate with him. We go to NWA USA as Mercurio defeated Matt Vine. NWA Women's Tag Team Champions Pretty Empowered. They get interviewed where Ella Envy says that she and Kelly Page will go one-on-one on this episode of Power, which is called Celebration 74. And Page says that she didn't agree to this, but Envy says that she did. They kind of bicker a little bit back and forth before saying that it's just a friendly wrestling competition. May Valentine interviews Aaron Stevens, Rodney Mack, and Casey Rocks, where Stevens kept promising that he'll bring Valentine to Brazil. May interviewed Rush Freeman and Brady Pierce, who have now formed a new tag team called the Spectaculars. And the Hex defeated Casey Lennox and Missy Kate, with Marty Bell pinning Lennox after hitting Protect Your Neck. We go to NWA Power. This is the Celebration 74 episode we were talking about right before the NWA 74 pay-per-view this upcoming weekend. The show had the entire NWA roster sitting in the ring. Sitting ringside for this Celebration episode, which had Chris Adonis defeated Caprice Coleman with the Master Lock. Genocide defeated Kayla Cassidy very easily with the Jenna 9000. The Cardona family cut a promo where Matt Cardona said that he's almost ready and he should be the world champion and he'll take back what is his. A tag team elimination match with Hawks Irie defeated Dirty Sexy Boys and Gustavo Aguilar and Red Titus. Dango got distracted and tried to go and kiss Velvet Sky on commentary, but got smacked, which caused him to go and get rolled up by PJ Hawks to get the Dirty Sexy Boys eliminated. And then shortly after that, Hawks Irie hit Gustavo with their finisher, and Luke gets the pin for the win. Pretty Empowered defeated Haley Shadows and Jay Lee. This match originally was supposed to be Paige versus Envy and the exhibition match, but Mercurio comes out with Shadows and Jay Lee making a tag team match that Pretty Empowered is able to win very quickly and easily with the double super kick, with Kenzie getting the pin. After the match, they kind of bicker a little bit with each other until the Hex come into the ring as they have the upcoming match at NWA 74. They get into a brawl, and Ella Evie kind of leaves Paige alone in the ring to get beat up. The main event here, the Commonwealth Connection, defeated the new team of Rush Freeman and Brady Pierce, the Spectaculars, easily with the Chaos Theory. After the match, the Ill-Begotten gets in a ring, Miserably Faithful gets in a ring, and they all kind of brawl to end the show. On NXT Level Up, we had Dante Chen defeated Javier Bernal. Bernal and Hank Walker have been getting in back and forth lately with some backstage segments on 2.0 and online. Bernal gets into it with a fan ringside, but Hank Walker, who's been acting as security, kind of breaks him apart. This distracts Bernal enough for Chen to hit the double thrust chop for the pin. Kelly Kincaid was interviewing Axion backstage, who went over his math equations that he says will help him win tonight. Ivy Nile defeated Ariana Grace. Grace gets on a mic before the match and sarcastically dedicates this tonight's victory for every fan for their support, but Nile was able to stop her, winning with the Dragon Sleeper. And in the main event here, Axion defeated Zion Quinn. Axion gets the pin after hitting a jumping super kick that he calls the Golden Ratio. And Quinn's losing streak continues as he hasn't won a match since April of this year. We go to New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong as JR Cradles defeated Drew Adler. Adler's making his debut, but he's a veteran wrestler who's been wrestling since 2009. Cradle is able to get the pin after hitting Most Feared. Workhorsemen cut a promo saying that they're going to bring the best in the world tag team to New Japan Pro Wrestling, and they talk about their upcoming match with Kushida and Ren Narita. Dax Harwood, making his strong debut here, defeats Rocky Romero after he's able to hook on the sharpshooter and submit Romero. In the main event here, in an awesome triple threat match, El Desperado defeated Blake Christian and Hiromu Takahashi. Desperado, Hiromu, and Daryl all making their strong debuts here, with Daryl actually jumping on commentary for this match. And the match starts with some fun involving the referee Jeremy Marcus, as they all chanted for the fans chanted for all these guys, so the wrestlers kind of had fun with Marcus and tried to involve him in the match a little bit. But fantastic match, as I said, from all three of these as expected, with Desperado pinning Christian after hitting Pinche Loco. On WWE main event, we have Shelton Benjamin defeated Akira Tozawa with Pay Dirt, and the Street Profits defeated Alpha Academy after hitting the Doomsday Block Blockbuster on Otis and Montez Ford getting the pin. The WWE Network editions of the week were ICW Shug's Who's Party 7 Night 2, as well as 10 episodes of classic WWE Superstars from the years 1994 going into 1995. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.